we've been seeing is a lot of people who are have poor food, poor water, and who need a lot of help. And there's about a half dozen agencies that are here working on various aspects of it. There's also some of Save the Children, who is taking care of children who have been separated from the family, either permanently orphaned or just separated, and trying to help them.
And of course, you're there for your medical knowledge. What has your day-to-day schedule been like?
Well, the first 10 days here, I pretty much went out to clinics around the camp, and we did some mobile clinics, which basically means that we walked from tent to tent and asked if anybody was sick. The big thing that we saw was a lot of children with eye infections that the families didn't think were serious enough to come walk the mile and a half, 2 miles to where the medical, permanent medical location was. But we came across two people, one an infant who was 6 months old and one woman in her 20s who were on death's door from dehydration. And so we immediately started an IV right there in the tent in the middle of the refugee camp and gave them fluid. And but it was amazing the difference. And then we gave them some oral fluid to take, and we went back and checked on them the next day, and they were doing much better. So I really feel that we saved two lives there. And every day it was a similar thing, that there were, when we did the mobile clinics actually turned out to be much more effective, because the people who were really sick weren't able to get to the fixed clinics, fixed location clinics.
You and I spoke shortly before you left, and you told me that your biggest worry was not so much for your personal safety, but that your skills would just be inadequate to help with a crisis on this scale. Have you felt that since you arrived?
Well, actually, I was pleasantly surprised that one thing, there's a kind of a guide that the World Health Organization puts out, and it kind of recommends, because you can't really do American medicine there. You have to say, okay, kind of everybody with diarrhea, we're going to do this, and if they get better, fine. If they don't get better, then we're going to go to step two. Everybody with eye infections, we're going to do this. You know, there were only a couple dozen medications for the entire treatment of the patients, where in the United States there are thousands and thousands of different medications. Without having the resources, you just have to do as best you can. And I actually was pleasantly surprised that I really felt able to do everything. You do have to realize, though, that we really weren't in the situation that I was expecting, and that won't be happening for another 2 weeks. So I'll be 10 days to 2 weeks, so I'll be gone by then. And that's where they're moving about 30 to 40,000 new refugees from the border into a new refugee camp. And that was the situation I was expecting, but because of the war, the fighting, and because of flooding, and because of other issues, they had to delay that. So I kind of missed what I was expecting. But in the hospital that I was in for the last 2-3 days, the gunshot wounds were all things that I felt comfortable with. The routine other stuff were straightforward. I did get a chance working with a Kenyan doctor who was there to do some operations I hadn't done in 36 years. And it was very nice to be able to see that being done in the bush. It was amazingly primitive conditions that we were operating under.